It's the Dubai Property Podcast for news, interviews and market trends.
And welcome back to another episode of the Dubai Property Podcast, talking real estate, of course, as we do right around the UAE, and a very special focus on the Dubai property market. We are heard on Spotify, also Apple Podcasts, Amazon, and wherever you get your podcast from. It is a Thursday morning. Today is the 21st day of March for 2024, and hope your week has been going well. And just looking at some of the numbers and some of the locations, when people have visitors that come into Dubai, where do people take them? The number one choice is, of course, the iconic Burj Khalifa. Also, Dubai Mall, people take people in for a shopping experience. And then, of course, you've got the mesmerizing Dubai Fountain Show. Plenty of people on the list go to Dubai Museum and a desert safari, and also the cultural delights of Abu Dhabi. So if you've got somebody coming this weekend, perhaps you'll be taking them to one of those destinations. More of your emails that have come through this week, and thank you for rising to the challenge. And a good morning to you, Dominique, another South African. Gee, so many South Africans listening to the Dubai Property Podcast. However, Dominique is not in South Africa. He tells me he has been living in the south of France in Cannes for the last 10 years. Very nice. And you say that you are looking at buying a couple of investment properties in Dubai. And Dominique has never been to Dubai, but feels pretty well educated now from various sources of information, including us. Thank you for that. And also Katie in York in the UK. Now, you've been listening to all of the property information and you have asked us, well, I think a fairly legitimate question about whether there will be an oversupply of off-plan properties after hearing Mario and I on Tuesday discussing this merger of Nikhil, where that question did come up for discussion. Now, if you missed it, this is Mario talking about that point.
I believe so, definitely. I'm sure we'll see more master communities being developed and eventually delivered in order to cater for the growing population of Dubai. It's important to note both Nikhil and Maidan are not just building residential units, but are both heavily involved with retail, hospitality, leisure, and of course, entertainment.
So there it is. That is Mario suggesting more of the supply coming into the market, which, Katie, you also mention in your email about the bubble crash. And a lot of people that you know talking about the bubble crash happening, and whether you say the off-plan market will help create that problem. Now, I've got to say, once again, that is well outside my scope of expertise, but I will get Mario to pick up on that comment for you on Saturday with the property market update panel discussion. But I did especially find, Katie, find for you an earlier podcast with Mario and I discussing exactly this in terms of the supply and the off plan. And hopefully you can take something away from his comments.
I mean, there's always concern of oversupply when you have the sort of frenetic movement that the real estate market in Dubai has pretty much delivered this year. We went to some information gathering event over the last few days, and there they mentioned that projects were being launched pretty much once every 24 hours. So that's a lot of launches. Now, the upshot is that we found out that today we're actually still okay, but that's due to the sort of net migration of people coming to the UAE. So the oversupply is probably the biggest worry to the real estate market. But as long as we continue to attract individuals to come and live to Dubai and take up the slack, then actually Dubai is going to be okay. It's something that we have to keep an eye on. I mean, yes, the luxury segment always only brings in, you know, tens, 20s, 30s, as you said, even up to 50 units. So you don't get these 200, 300, 400, 500 units of apartments and townhouses when you're building bigger, more luxurious units, especially if we're talking about villas. So as more and more that we launch these luxury units, you will see that they're actually going to be a smaller unit number. Ticket number size is always going to be huge, obviously, but it is something to keep an eye on. And I'm not surprised that developers are actually looking at the whole thing. Developers are actually the best barometer to gauge what's going to happen, the amount of commission they pay agents, how frequently they launch, what do they launch. If you keep an eye on what developers are doing, it gives you a good indication of potentially where the market is going, because they know, they have their finger on the pulse.
And of course, you talk about the population. I mean, that is one of the biggest challenges that Dubai faces, is meeting the population growth plan, aiming for that 5.8 million residents by 2040. It's fast approaching, of course. So, you know, so long as people keep coming, there will be people to buy. But if it starts to dry out, different story. And interesting, locally, a rise in home ownership to around 30%. That is reflecting Dubai's shift to a medium to long-term residence for expats, which, you know, it's heading in the right direction.
It is. And it touches on what we spoke about last week, about describing Dubai as a maturing market. You know, is it a maturing market? I mean, obviously, that's something that carries on all the time. And for sure, it's shifting towards more the end user market rather than just an investor market. I mean, Dubai has always been driven by investors primarily, but now more and more people are making it. It's making it their home and ensuring that it's where they want to stay, work and play.
And also another shout out to another email that has come from Sean from the UK in London, thanking Lillian for her local portal information tip, which you found very useful and very helpful.
There's actually a website that I use every single day. It's mappi.ae, and that's M-A-P-P-I. And it's basically got all the zoning in the Dubai Emirate. It's got new projects, old projects, ones that the plot has actually been bought and there's something coming. And it's got all the statistics. So that might actually help Leslie to try and figure out the density of the areas she's looking at.
We are more than just a real estate podcast. We cover a multitude of subjects, including property data, current buyer-seller sentiment, and the mood of the market. Follow each week all of the main talking points and know your property.
If I didn't have the data in front of me, I would not have came to the same conclusion, actually, as the demand for spacious villas is still carrying forward from Q4 of 2023, it seems, in my experience anyway.
Some economists have said that we're in this sort of soft correction. Yeah, the numbers kind of speak for themselves. It's kind of scary, isn't it? Like, it's just building on top of last year, if you look at 2023.
Yeah, I think there is still momentum in the market. I mean, obviously, that's what we're seeing. And we're you know, it's a looking back view of the market, even though it's only a month ago. So we've always got to remember that. I think what is going to be the headwind for the market, if our target is on a correction, what's going to cause that? We're probably entering the phase of the cycle where we're going to go into a period of more supply than we've had launched into the market in the next 2 to 3 years. So potentially that might be a turning point.
Don't forget to subscribe. We have so many episodes, all designed to help you better understand the constantly evolving and dynamically changing real estate property market.
We better get on to talking about millionaires, my favourite subject. Yes. 250 millionaires out of the UK. What is this stat? Is this people moving out of the UK to Dubai?
Yes, specifically from the UK to Dubai, according to the New World Wealth Report. And if this happens, it's going to make Dubai the third top destination from the UK, because already 1,500 millionaires have made the transition from the UK to Dubai over the years, and more than likely more are going to follow as the Emirate continues to maintain its appeal as a destination of choice for your favorite word, high net worth individuals.
It's actually not a good sign, is it, for the UK? 250 millionaires, it's a lot. And that's probably underreporting as well. There will be a lot of millionaires that are moving from the UK totally unreported. So the number will be greater than that.
No, absolutely. And of course, that's why we talked about the net migration before. Here we are talking about, obviously, millionaires, billionaires, you know, all these people with a large net wealth. But it's also the individual man in the streets. I mean, everybody's feeling it in the UK. And despite the fact that some of the figures that are coming out are improving, you know, inflation is improving a little bit. You know, the weather has a lot to do with it as well. And when you're in sort of the deepest part of winter and it's dark at 3:30 in the afternoon, you know, the whole thing is just doom and gloom. So I'm not surprised that specifically the UK is losing out.
All right. So that is sort of talking about 250 millionaires exclusively out of the UK. But what about the rest of the world, Mario? Have you got a number on that coming into Dubai?
Yeah, the Henley Private Wealth Migration Report projected that 4,500 millionaires will relocate to the UAE this year. That's the second highest after Australia. And what was really interesting is that in 2022, the UAE attracted 5,200 individuals. Now, that surpassed the estimate of 4,000 for that year. And that was the highest migration to any country in 2022. Now, possible reasons cited by the research pointed to a diversified economy, strong financial services, excellent healthcare, thriving oil and gas industry, of course, booming real estate, forward-thinking technology, along with world-class travel and tourism. I mean, this along with obviously attractive tax rates, zero income tax, and a safe haven against crime, all added to the allure. Now, then you add in the sunshine, and there's your recipe for success.
So yes, the sunshine is such a massive driver for people, especially moving out of the UK for a warmer lifestyle and a healthier outlook. In fact, an interesting stat you cannot deny is that warmer temperatures and sunshine makes us humans feel much better. We live longer, we enjoy life more, and that is all pretty important and all down to the sunshine. Well, that wraps up our Real Estate Thursday across the UAE today. Whatever you are up to, enjoy it out there. We will be back, of course, on Saturday with the weekend panel discussion around the UAE property scene. Keep your emails coming, though. We've already received more emails across a 10-day period than ever before, so you have lived up and risen to that challenge. And if you have any questions, do let us know. The email address is dubaipropertypodcast@gmail.com.
The skyline is constantly changing, growing, and expanding. The Dubai Property Podcast for all things real estate.